Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show every morning and 94 minutes of nonstop music at 9 on Star 94.1.
I have a very serious question to ask all the women on the Jeff and Jen Show.
This is going to be real talk?
Yeah.
Are you joking serious?
No, not joking serious. Like real talk based on something I've observed and JP's observed over the past 24 hours. We need to do an intervention.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Oh, no.
A woman intervention. And I think I'm just the man to do it. I'll ask you guys this. It's seriously not jokey, serious question. Here's the question that I have for you, Jen, you, Janine, you, Kelly, and every woman who can hear my voice right now.
Okay, if you want to answer it, 404-263-0941.
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean? What is wrong with us?
Why don't you love yourself?
Aw.
Why don't you appreciate who you are? Why don't you understand how amazing you are as a woman?
What makes you say that?
Because We did this bit, this segment, this silly little radio thing where we were all going to make like summertime bucket list things, right, for each other.
Summer resolutions.
So Kelly Cheese says for me, hey, I want you to make a silly video every day, kind of like Jen's husband makes for Jen. I want you to make a silly video telling Jen's husband what we're doing in studio. And send it to Jen's husband. It'll be funny. We'll share some of it on social media. It'll be funny. Janine says to JP, hey, I'd like you to spend 10 minutes every single day learning a new song on guitar because I don't think you spend enough time with the guitar and you love it, so I want to hear a new song and I want you to update me every week. Those are fun, right?
Boom.
The ones JP and I gave to you, JP gave such a poignant one to Kelly Cheese.
Kelly Cheese has got to take a compliment now. She can't take a compliment for the life of her.
I know, I'm terrible at it.
So she can't take a compliment. The one that I gave for Jen is you have to take a selfie every day because you don't like to take selfies because you think it's too...
I just don't... Well, I never like the way that I look in them when I attempt them. And then, I don't know, it just seems too self-involved.
And the one you gave to Janine?
is about her doing self-affirmations in the mirror all summer long and one per week.
So JP and I, men, both of us, he more than me, both received fun little, hey, this will be goofy, fun things. But to the women, we gave, inadvertently, we gave you all lessons in respecting and loving yourself.
And self-confidence.
And self-confidence and self-assurance. And I think that means something. And I don't know what. Mm. But why is it so hard for women to love yourselves? Janine read your affirmation this morning and burst into tears. Why?
I didn't hear that again. I don't, it's hard to love yourself, I guess. You know, I mean, you know, actually, I don't know. You're right.
Well,
I don't know where this came from.
Yeah, you are your biggest critic.
I am.
And I think that's a lot of it.
I think a lot of us are our own biggest critics. 404-263-0941, if you can answer that question better than we can. Why can't women love themselves? I think, for me, it's a... About, I don't know. It's a great question. I don't know exactly how to answer it, but I know that.
Do you agree?
Janine touched on it earlier about perfectionistic.
Mm-hmm.
That you're always looking at things you can improve or do better. I think that some of that self confidence gets a little bit easier with age. I care a lot less now about what other people think of me than I did 5 years ago, 10 years ago,
that's
definitely 20 years ago.
That's good to know.
So,
Janine's like, there's hope for me.
I mean, you know, older women get a lot of like shade thrown at them in our society. And it's, you know, there's a lot of ageism, but there's so much awesome confidence that comes with age. So I feel like I'm getting better at it. Like, I can honestly tell you, I think I'm a great mom. I pride myself on being a great wife. You know, I think I'm good at my job. I can say all of those things, but physically, you know, like the selfie challenge you gave me, like, I think that that's weird to be like, I think I'm pretty. I don't know.
Oh, it's not about being pretty. I mean, I think
you're
I
not
think
pretty. It's not about that.
No, it's about like wanting to see. I can do it for you. Like I can tell you why it's okay. I can't do it for me. But
about
like
selfies.
Yeah, selfies. Like the duck face selfie, and then like the weird, just like this is my face in a deep quote. Those I kind of hate. Like I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But just like a selfie, like this is my day, and I feel extra cool. Like this is my favorite lipstick. It's not like this lipstick makes me look better than everyone in the world. It's this lipstick makes me feel like a freaking rock star.
Julia in Atlanta maybe can shed some light on this. What's up, Julia?
Hey, guys. I think it's really hard for girls to love themselves because it's not just us that are judging ourselves. It's everybody else. I mean, even my grandmother comments on my weight. Mm-hmm. And if you think about how much we judge ourselves, we know that other girls especially judge us as well.
And I think the judgment...
I think it's more the girls.
Yeah. I think the judgment falls on physical appearance. Most of the time.
I think it does. And people don't seem to, like, it's always really indirect. And even in my own head, I can tell it's not something I would have thought. It's something I'm like, someone else is thinking this about me. Mm-hmm. And it's someone else's voice telling me it.
Mm-hmm.
Christy in Atlanta, the question I have is, why is it so difficult for women to see how awesome they are?
I think it has so much to do with the way the media portrays women and what's constantly around us in the news, on television, the stories that are told, and the positions that we feel like we have to occupy.
Mm. Interesting.
We're always trying to look like a magazine picture. We're always trying to be the mom who can balance a career, who can go to school, who can do all of these things. And it's really hard to be successful at all of those things at one time. So it becomes just being down on yourself.
There's a lot of pressure. There's a beauty ideal, for sure. That's very difficult.
Absolutely.
So outside of, and maybe you can answer this too, Christy, outside of the beauty and the physical things, because yours has to do with yours is the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like JP's suggestion for Kelly to accept a compliment, explain the deflection of the compliment. Like, why can't women just appreciate?
I don't know. We'd have to get Kelly back in here and see. Christy, what do you think?
I just think that, in a way, you're never let down if you're never starting to think of yourself as being at that ideal.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Now we're getting deep.
Well, I was just trying to say
Thank you, Christy.
Had a nice shirt on today, you know?
Sure.
let's grab line four. Bonnie.
Welcome, Bonnie, to the show.
Hey, I was just telling Kelly that one of my gifts is being able to give compliments to my female friends. I could boost them up all day, but I'm not going to listen to my own advice or even my own compliments. And God forbid someone say, oh, well, I like your shirt or you look great today. And I'm like, okay, what are you looking at? We don't see the same thing in the mirror. But
so
we're
when
just beat each other up.
So when somebody gives you a compliment, what is it that makes you feel like you have to deflect that immediately? Why can't you just say, thank you so much?
Yeah, that's the golden question there. But I think for me at least, you compare yourself to those beautiful people in Hollywood, even though most of the time it's just fake or airbrushed or, you know, whatever size. But my goal for this year is to love myself at whatever weight I am, be it, you know, because I've had a baby, can't help it there, but I would never give that up because I have a beautiful baby. Mm-hmm. But you just got to love yourself at whatever weight you are, whatever size you are, whatever hair color you have, whatever face shape, anything. And then when you get to your next goal, you love yourself then. And when you get to your next goal, you love yourself then.
Jen, the question I want to ask you is, because we have to keep talking about every single line is lit up, so we're going to keep this conversation going.
Yeah.
But how do you raise your daughters to be able to accept compliments and to be able to look into the mirror and say the things and to be able to confidently take selfies and be like, I don't care what the world thinks. I look cute right now, or I'm doing something funny right now, or look what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a big question for parents of daughters. Get into it next. Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show every morning and 94 minutes of nonstop music at 9 on Star 94.1.
Real talk this morning on the Jeff and Jen Show. Jeff has a very poignant question for all the women on the show and every woman listening right now.
Why is it so difficult for women to realize how awesome they are?
It's a great question. 404-263-0941. Why do we beat ourselves up? Why can't we take compliments? Why can't we realize that our worth is more than physical beauty? And why is that so hard to do? And he also posed a question to me, raising two daughters, how do you change it for the next generation? Mm-hmm. And that is something that we ask ourselves daily.
All right, part of the reason that I'm asking this question here, Jen, is because I'm kissing up to you a little bit because I'm going to need you to get my back next.
Okay.
because the next segment is definitely going to get me in trouble.
I always got your back.
I know, but then...
Don't you worry about that.
There's the segment that's coming up after this is... We'll get emails.
Okay.
And by we, I'm isolating myself, so I take the heat for it. But it's going to be about 7 or 8 minutes of radio that's going to have people's head...
Mad?
They can't...
Okay.
Let's just get through these calls and then we'll get to it. Because I got to be honest with you, I'm a little bit nervous.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that makes me sad. We got your back. We got you.
Stephanie and Marietta. Why can't women realize how awesome they are?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with society. Like, I am a middle-aged mom of two kids and I do have a teenage daughter. And everything to her is all about image. Mm. Society paints this image of people of what they're supposed to look like, and you're supposed to live up to that stereotype. Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I have curves. I'm not a thin woman. I'm going back to college to show my kids you don't have to be that stereotype because everybody sees the college kids as these 18, 19 blonde, blue-haired beauties, and I am definitely not that. So, you know, I'm going back to college. I work full-time. I go to school full-time. I'm raising two kids. I'm doing the mom thing and the wife thing, and it's not easy. But my goal, and you asked how do you change this for the future, you know, children and stuff, show them that you don't have to be that stereotype to be something. Like, I'm doing this for me and my kids.
Mm-hmm. You lead by example. You lead by example, for sure.
You don't have to be that perfect size 00 in everybody's eyes to be something. And I don't think society judges you so much all the time on your weight and your size, but it's your accomplishments, what you've done. Who are you? What have you done in life?
I feel like, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jen, because you touched on this, what Stephanie was saying is something that comes with age.
Mm-hmm.
Like that wisdom comes after you've had the kids and kind of your position in the world changes.
I don't know if it comes with children or if it just comes with age, because over time you just learn to accept yourself a little bit more and you learn to love all of your talents and realize that you don't have to be everything to everyone
mm-hmm.
to be awesome.
Yeah.
And so I think that self-confidence comes over time.
Hey, Miriam, welcome to the show. We're trying to get to the bottom of why women don't think they're awesome. And Kelly Cheese was answering phone. She's back in here now. She can't take a compliment to save her life.
With me, I always say compliments are like condiments. Some people put it on things just to cover up negative or bad taste. Sometimes people say something is nice, you have a nice shirt on, and then they turn around and I just did it to make her feel good. It's not that nice. Just like the movie Mean Girls, it's not always genuine.
Mm, okay.
So do you always have your guard up when you get compliments? Is that it?
Sometimes, yes, especially when they come from... certain people. I guess it's just because hanging around toxic people or being in a toxic relationship, you never know what's really genuine. So toxic groups of friends that I've had for a long time that would say like, oh, this was so great that you did and da 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 da, and then you hear the next day that they were talking crap right after you left the house, kind of a thing.
Hmm.
Like it was more of like an insecurity for a long time. Like, well, I can't really tell if your compliment is genuine. You know, it's just like in Mean Girls. Oh, I love that skirt. And it's like, oh, that's the ugliest skirt I've ever seen. Like people do that to people in general all the time, but especially the girl-on-girl stuff. It's just kind of like, now instead when people give me compliments, like, JP, oh, you got a great shirt. Oh, I love your shirt too, JP. It's never just like, thanks. I just always kind of...
So some bad apples have ruined it for people that are being genuine when they compliment.
Yeah.
It's that, and I think you have to believe it in order to accept it.
Right, exactly.
So when JP gives you a compliment that, oh, Kelly, you look beautiful today,
yeah.
If you don't believe that, you can't accept that and just say thank you. You have to deflect it.
Oh yeah, because
so
usually
it's about really believing it yourself.
Oh,
believing
yeah.
You're beautiful.
Because you'll tell me regularly, oh, you look so cute today, and I'm like, girl, I don't have on makeup. I barely brushed my hair.
You don't
and
need
you look
any
at
of
me
that.
Like, well, you don't need it. That's the compliment. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
I have an idea. Let me run this. Let me just float this. So just thinking out loud, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking out loud. What if we all compliment Kelly's shirt, like Monday on Monday's show? I'll compliment Kelly's shirt. But before we do that, we all take our shirts off. That way,
I'm game.
She can't say you have a nice shirt too. So Jen and Janine, you guys go first.
Somehow I think you're manipulating us. I'm not sure exactly, but I think we're being manipulated here.
I'm just thinking out loud.
There's okay.
There's no bad ideas in brainstorming.
Thank you, JP. Trying to help. God. Try to help women by making them take their shirt off and people are all like, nah. Eden.
Hey. So something my mom used to always tell me so I would feel better is anything you're insecure about, somebody out there is going to love about you. So whatever you don't like about yourself, don't worry about it. There's always going to be someone that cares for you about that.
What an awesome mom you have. That is so great.
Yeah.
That is great advice.
So say the advice one more time.
Anything you don't like about yourself, anything particular at all, somebody out there is going to like that insecurity about you. Whatever you don't like about yourself, somebody will love.
That's perfect. Perfect exclamation point on the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many phone calls coming in over this. Can we post it on Facebook?
I already did.
Okay.
I asked the question, why is it so hard for women to love themselves on Facebook and on Twitter?
All right. This is something we'll definitely have to revisit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Visit us on Facebook. We will keep bringing this up because we'll get to the bottom of it. And maybe we can, by doing that and starting the conversation, maybe we can change it.
Or start to. And I want you guys to think about taking your shirts off and complimenting Kelly.
Only if you do it first on Facebook Live.
What? Sorry.
I will not be uncomfortable because of the compliments.
There won't be any.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.